You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Irk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music. Apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band, it's now 2010 and Irk comes down the pipe and into your ears. Bigger, stronger and faster. Every Friday, it's Irk FM time. Now here's your host of Irk FM from Channel Irk, here's Irk.
G'day everyone and welcome to episode 99 of Irk FM. Irk FM is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each and every week, as we've been doing for the last year and a half. Irk FM is a member of Channel Irk, a massive part of Channel Irk each and every Friday, and also is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting. We have a great selection of tunes today from Juice Management and Promotion. Let's get straight into this episode that I've called Polly is in Sin City throwing rocks at cars, and see if you can figure out why. We're going to go with our first act. We're going to go all the way up to Dublin in Ireland with this group called Capture. The song we'll be hearing from Capture is called Latino Girl. And Capture are a soulful, funky rock band from the mean streets of Fingals. It all started in 2008 in a house in Mayo on a drunken night, which was the birthplace of Latino Girl. We have a strong interest in all types of music and don't like to be labelled to one sound, so we try to capture all the genres and all types of audiences. So here is Capture from Ireland, courtesy of Juice Management and Promotion, and their song Latino Girl.
You the pressure starts to build. When you touch my lips, yeah, you see the pressure starts to build. When you touch my lips.
I was looking for my favorite spot with all my girls out from the lot. But then I saw your sweet loving face. It looked so good, I had to say grace. And oh, oh, didn't I see? You had me like a sweet mushroom. You turned around and asked me to dance. And I said, boy, you don't stand a chance.
Hey there, boy, don't lose your mind. You move too quick and you'll be left behind. Hey there, boy, you look real fine. You really want it, but it'll take some time. My friends say I should go and maybe take it slow, but that's not really true, 'cause all I want is you. You grab me by both of my hands, and I said I had made other plans. You kissed me with those sweet lips, and all I feel is aimless. Hey there, boy, don't lose your mind. You move too quick and you'll be left behind. Hey there, boy, you look real fine. I know you really want it, but it'll take some time. All I want from you, my dear, is never make me shed a tear. I don't want to walk away, 'cause this is not a game we play.
she told me it was all gone okay. Slept all night and worked all day. Going so crazy in the city of flags. Stuck inside the demonstration turning back. But still chanting, don't rain me. Someone left us temporarily. While this helicopter's rolling overhead, I'm still reminded of a space inside my bed. And every night is a day that I know I can't quite hold you. And every day is a day that I know I'm gonna get to you. Finding redemption in repetitive beats. Waits in line just in time to clean the street. She never tires of the pounding of feet, the shrieking of horns that bounce off the concrete. The afterhours are still going strong. I cross on a daybreak before we head home. Where the city will never be my own. Where everywhere I look, you're gone.
You're listening to IRC FM episode 99, IRCFM.com, and that was Jessica Goyder with her song called Polly. Jessica grew up in India, Ethiopia and Oxford, which of course is in the UK. She is a classically trained pianist and a self-taught guitarist. It's her voice that continues to silence the room. She cut her teeth in a local band and played her way solo around London and Sydney. Hey, that's where I am. Then a little short of a musical explosion followed her in her first landing in Barcelona in Spain. There she fell in with a crowd of Brazilian musicians, discovered bossa nova, and lived for more than a year as a singing angel street statue. Later periods in the city were spent wrestling musical theory and canton and taking local cabarets by storm in an 8-girl country band. Wow, that'd be pretty cool. Her songwriting is often inspired by her travels, and she certainly had a few of them. From a tour of Central America and Cuba, where she regularly performed at Havana's Casa de la Trova, to a series of concerts in Brazil and Argentina. Wow, she has been to a few places, and she's only still young. Jessica has performed on stages of all shapes and sizes, including four Glastonbury festivals, Brighton and Edinburgh festivals, City Showcase, a residency at Henley Festival, and walked onto the main stage as Jules Holland walked off at the first ever Cornbury. And wow, she's definitely got a lot of talent there, and a lot of travels and a lot of influences as well. Before Jessica Guida, we also heard from Nina Hatchwell from the UK. She has been singing before she could speak. Her parents remember her sitting with her ear to the washing machine, making up melodies from the different rhythm beats that the wash cycle would make from the early age of two. She then studied the piano and violin, and by the time she was eight, she joined a choir where her true passion for music could be explored as a singer. One of Nina's dreams is to release many albums of her own work and to become a recording solo artist. She spent 2008 making this dream start to come to life by writing songs in Israel and then having the lucky opportunity to fly to Hollywood to record and to work on that EP. And so that was Nina Hatchwell. In a moment, we will be keeping the female spirit going here on IRC FM. Coming soon, Channel IRC presents A Moment in Time, a podcast and print novel coming soon. Five women come together in a man's world. Are you ready for A Moment in Time? amomentintimenovel.com. Tune in, find out. A Moment in Time, available via podcast and in print. amomentintimenovel.com.
And the last song there I played to you, for those people in North Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki.
It's called The Other Hand.
The other kind or the other hand?
The other hand.
I think that might be correct. The other kind.
Oh, is it? Oh, there you go. So the last song I played for you there was called The Other Hand. No, wrong again.
The
last song I played for you there was called The Other Hand.
No! The Other Promo.
Start again. And the last song there that I played for you was called The Other Kind.
Yay!
Finally.
The crowd goes wild. Woo!
Oh, well, nothing wrong with me, is there?
Oh, listening to Earth FM.
By our music.
Here we have a Manchester double shot here on ERK FM. That was Rachel Silver with her song Never Felt Like This. And prior to that, we heard from Kathy JJ, You and No One Else. The first song you heard from, or the last song you heard there from Rachel Silver. Rachel was born in Manchester, and from a young age, she moved to North Wales with her family, where they still reside today. Rachel Silver today is a pop dance princess, glittering and sexy with a powerful voice and a presence to light up the pop industry. She's got the style of Madonna, the likability of Kylie, and the edge of Lady Gaga. Her vocals are soft and emotive, and she can sing a variety of styles, but pop is her love. She has a growing fan base across the UK, Russia, the USA and Canada, and she's also been recently signed up by a fashion house in the UK for her modelling, apart from the fact that she's a singer-songwriter. And so that was Rachel Silver. Before that, we heard from Kathy JJ, also originally from Manchester. She's currently down in London, performing around London and also back up north. She was brought up around the folk and acoustic 60s eras genre of music, with her musical parents. Music for Kathy was an everyday activity that she was encouraged to take part in. Choirs, karaoke, and showcasing her voice at her Irish Catholic family gatherings was a weekly occurrence. Her favourite karaoke track to sing was always Dusty Springfield's I Only Want to Be With You, where she would regularly stop the flow of conversation in a room and bring everyone to an awed standstill with her stunning voice. In her early teens, she worked with many producers up north and featured on some of the soundtracks for the TV movies in Yorkshire. She sung at showcases and gigs and won trophies for her a cappella version of Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You at the age of 15. And she's had a vast range of musical experiences, including backing singing for such names as Beverly Knight, Mish Paris, Russell Watson, and also regularly appears on the ITV celebrity theme shows singing for the celebrities. Of course, if you want to find out more about any of the artists, you can click on the links on the show notes. Support the artists that support shows like IRC FM. If it wasn't for the artists and if it wasn't for management companies such as Juice Management and Promotion, there wouldn't be an IRC FM. Let's continue now. We're going to have a double shot of a difference. Our first song will be by John Mullane and it's called Sin City. John Mullane is from Halifax, Nova Scotia in Canada. His new album is out now. It's called Shift and it contains the song that we're about to hear called Sin City that has been described as having the balls of Billy Idol's Rebel Yell, the melodic twist of Duran Duran and the in-your-face production of the Body Rockers. The song, along with several others on the album, belts out a rock synth vibe that will be just as home in the 80s as it is right now. In 2008, John's song called Make Your Move was picked up by NBC for their Summer Olympic promos, and that tune brought John's sound into North America in a big way. It was on the media-based BDS charts in the Hot AC, I think that's Adult Contemporary, and rock formats and received extensive airplay. In 2009, Make Your Move was nominated for Single of the Year at the East Coast Music Awards. In addition to Make It Move, or Make You Move even, the much-anticipated album Shift, which is out now, features the pre-release singles Change Your Life and Got It Going On, tunes that have been embraced by radio programmers across Canada and have achieved instant chart success and extensive radio airplay. So let's get straight on with it now. This is John Mullane with Sin City here on IRC FM, episode 99. You know what that means? And no, Bren, it doesn't mean that it's tea time.
City. let's get it on and get to the show. I got the feeling I'm losing control. And win or lose, I gotta know. I gotta know. Are you ready to roll? 'Cause I'm ready to go. You say you want me, you got me.
To a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Another lazy Sunday, you sit there hoping. One day in a month or two, that something good will happen, but nothing ever happens that you want to. And all the time you sit around, wasting your hours away. You can't figure out how it slipped away. You need to motivate now before it gets too late, and today is yesterday. I know they say time heals the pain, but time cannot do it alone.
Alone. There's no such thing as fate. the pass.
One. Hi, we're the Fused, and you're listening to Earth FM. Fire music.
Good day, mates. How you going? I don't do that very well. Anyway, this is Justin Wayne, and you're listening to IRC FM at IRCFM.com.
As Justin said, you are listening to IRC FM, and that was John Spaniel with his song Good Things. And that was a very, very good song as well. John left the sleepy town of Malvern, Worcestershire for London to complete a music degree at the Royal College of Music. Falling in love with the capital, he has stuck around, developing an encyclopedic knowledge of pop in his day job working on Sony SingStar karaoke game. Well, that'd be pretty cool. At night, John would be equally as likely to be found on keys or trombone in a wide range of jazz ensembles, or performing his own material with his band in venues such as the Café de Paris, the Troubadour, and Water Rats. In 2009, John was the proud winner of the slightly dubiously named Broadgame Get Lube songwriting contest for his song that was called Hyperactive Hypochondriac. His song Good Things, which is the one that we just heard, was also played on local BBC radio. And speaking of good things, a couple of reasons why I just played those promos from The Fuse and also from Justin Wayne. Justin Wayne just celebrated his 100th show, The Justin Wayne Show, on Recharged Radio. I recently interviewed Justin, of course, a fellow member of the Association of Music Podcasting. So congratulations, Justin. A major, massive effort, especially considering that his later podcasts were both live and 2 hours in duration. And I've had some many, many great songs that I've initially heard on Justin Wayne with the Justin Wayne Show and then played them on IRC FM. Also, we heard the little promo thingy from The Fuse, who I also interviewed quite a few weeks ago now, and they have recently played support to UB40 in Holland. Well, I didn't know UB40 was still going around, but to be able to say that you've played support for them, good job, The Fuse, good job. Let's continue straight on with the music now with our next group called Formala. They are a post-punk alternative band that formed in Crawley. They were originally a five-piece band having a live drummer, but there, of course, were creative differences, and the band were then left with what they were going to do with an upcoming tour. So they had a bit of a talk about it and decided that instead of getting another drummer, they'd use a drum machine. In the long run, this has benefited the band as it improved their style, reminiscent of music that they all love. Formala have played many shows in the Brighton area, along with dates up and down the country, giving a live, energetic show. So let's hear from Formala now with their song For What It Once Was, here on IRC FM, IRCFM.com.
I'm gonna wear it all.
music every time you turn us on.
Channel Erk, five great Australian podcasts with something for everyone, including talk, music variety at Erk FM, Blast from the Past, Ambient Noise, and Judy's Blast FM.
Back in my day, we played records.
Channel Erk, five great Australian podcasts, one location.
Hey, jabroni, know your role and shut your mouth, candy ass.
www.channelerk.com. G'day Insomnia Radio fans, I'm Erk from Sydney, Australia, and it will be my job as the host of Insomnia Radio Australia to bring you some great music from down under. Australia is a very big country from coast to coast, and there's lots of different music for you, from rock, pop, metal, country, jazz, swing, piano music. Doesn't matter what sort of music you're after, chances are you will find it down under. I'm really looking forward to introducing my audience into the Australian way of life, listening to Australian music, finding out more about that mysterious country a long flight away from most places in the world. So sit back, relax, grab a tinny, I'll teach you some slang, and you'll hear some great Australian music from independent artists from across the country. Insomnia Radio Australia, australian.insomniaradio.net, coming soon to an ear near you.
Wild world staring apart.
We have some nice rock to finish there, episode 99 of Erk FM. That song we just heard was called Throwing Stones at Passing Cars by Reasons for Rumours. Reasons for Rumours are from the Midlands area of the UK, and they have some good influences, including Jimmy Eat World, Ash, and the Alkaline Trio. Reasons for Rumours are a three-piece band. Their sound consists of punk and alternative rock styles fused together to create a raw but pop-like sound of their own. They released their first EP, First Sight, in February 2010 and immediately saw hundreds of copies fly off the shelf. They recorded the EP at Robana's Studios in Birmingham, and they were recently described as an act to look out for by Juice Management and Promotion, who brings you all the music on this episode. Prior to that, we heard a song which wasn't called Stairway to Heaven, but was called Stairway to My Heart by Pete McCallan. It's true to say that Pete McCallan has never been the most placid of performers, but the latest array of gigs has taken things to another level. 2009 rounded off nicely with a support act for Bloc Party in London, McCallan's debut tour in America, plus multiple London industry showcases, has led to a solid UK and international following, including gigs in Poland, Kenya, Mexico and Switzerland. Ramming London's smaller venues, it's time for something a bit bigger. But first, a few songs from the yet-to-be-named new recording. Animals in London pens the confessed hatred of commuters and the general London hustle and Stairway to My Heart. Indeed, the success of Pete's second EP, The Optical Illusion, has already led to airplay on national radio, BBC Six, international and regional shows, as well as appearances at several UK festivals and 200 or so gigs. So that brings us to the end of ECFM episode 99. So you know what that means? Episode 100 next week. We heard today from Capture, Nina Hatchwell, Jessica Quoiter, Kathy JJ, Rachel Silver, John Mullane, John Spaniel, Famara, Pete McCallan, and Reasons for Rumours. Don't forget to check out the other shows across Channel Irk. If you enjoy this show, you'll also enjoy Judy's Blast FM each and every Sunday, down the pipe and into your ears, as my mum Judy proves that there is more to music than country and or western. Until next time, I'm Irk. You've been listening to Irk FM, a proud member of Channel Irk and also the Association of Music Podcasting. Check us out, channelirk.com. Until then, wherever it is that I hear you across Channel Irk, or more to the point, you hear me. Good night, Interweb, and don't forget to also check out Insomnia Radio Australia Episode 5, available now. You have been listening to a Channel Irk production. Channel Irk and all five podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Free Sound Project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel Irk, go to www.channelirk.com.